All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Christopher Celery, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to All Business Media. I'm your host, Christopher Celery. Joining me now from Beaverton, Oregon, she is a certified life coach and hypnotherapist and the owner of Wise Heart Coaching and Hypnosis. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Judith Auslander to the program. Judith, welcome. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing well myself. Thanks for asking, and thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
Sure.
So why don't you just start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
Okay, well, I'm a woman who has done many different things in her life. I have two master's degrees, and I am now finally living my passion, and that is helping people to unpack that backpack that's been filled with stuff throughout their lives and starting to live their life on their own terms, which is basically what I did myself personally. As I let go of a lot of stuff I've been carrying around since, you know, childhood, and it changed my life. It changed who I am. It changed how I function in the world, and it makes me a whole lot happier person. So this is kind of I'm kind of giving back. I forget what the exact term for that is, but paying it forward in a sense by helping others to find the same success in their lives, you know, because we get a very short amount of time here in reality, and it might as well be doing something that you enjoy and not continually going over the same old stuff that you've been going over and telling that same story over and over and over again. So we stop the story, change things, and you're walking your life. So that's basically what I do. And I use both hypnosis and life coaching and some NLP.
All righty. Now, what really got you started in what you're doing?
Well, I kind of just said, you know, in a sense, I became a life coach in 2006. And then, you know, the whole economy kind of did this belly up thing. And so I worked some other jobs. And then I said, you know, it's time for me to do what back in the 70s, I actually wanted to be a hypnotherapist. And I said, you know, it's time. And so I went through my own hypnotherapy and then became a hypnotherapist and hung my shingle, so to speak, as a hypnotherapist in 2014. So I added that, the hypnotherapy, to the life coaching, and they're a beautiful blend together. It's really, they're very closely related. And it's so fast. I mean, the changes are so quick. So that's basically how I got started.
All righty. Now, what kind of background and training, do you need in order to do what you do?
Well, I definitely believe anybody who wants to be a life coach or hypnotherapist must receive education from an accredited a school that will certify them in that field. To just hang your shingle and say, oh, I think I'm going to be a hypnotherapist or start practicing without any knowledge, is to me absolutely unethical. So that is mandatory. I also bring to the table, like I said, I have two master's degrees and I have a lot of life experience. So anything like that just adds to you your qualifications, in the sense that the more life experience you have, the more you have to offer. And education I believe, you know, broadens your mind, opens it up, and makes you start questioning and looking at things from different perspectives. So, but definitely, absolutely look into a certified school, and you want to make sure that it's one that jives with, you know, the way you feel about your values, that kind of thing. But there are many, many very good schools out there.
All righty. Now, when a client reaches out to you for the first time, what are they really looking for?
They're looking for relief. They're looking, they're, 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 they have had it. They don't want to go another day carrying around this backpack with all this pain and or habit or the anxiety, depression. You know, I don't diagnose. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. So that's straight out. You know, but they'll come in with either self-diagnosed, you know, anxiety, depression, or doctor diagnosed. And so what I do is I, first of all, stop the story. You know, the people get trapped in that story. They tell that same story over and over and over again. And so the first thing I do is I stop the story by suggesting that, what would you like? How will you know your life is different? How will you know you're successful? What will you see that's different? And it gets them starting to imagine how their life could be the way they want it to be. And so right in the, I offer a 30-minute discovery session where they can just come into my office and meet with me and before they decide to work with me. And so right from the beginning, I want to hear what their goals are. What is it? What's your intention in the work we will do together? How will you know we're successful? So it starts out right away, even just in the discovery session.
All righty. Now, where do you see yourself in the near future? What's on tap for you?
Continue the work that I'm doing and constantly, continuously learning. I just got back from Las Vegas from HypnoThoughts Live, which is an amazing event of hypnotherapists from all over the world who come together and share their knowledge. And there's so many new ideas in hypnosis right now. Hypnosis is not like it used to be. It's even quicker and deeper, and it's just the whole field is changing so rapidly to with more understanding of the brain and how it works. And so there's this constant, continuous learning. It's never the same old in the work I do. It's a constantly, my whole nightstand is filled with books for me to read. I mean, it's sometimes overwhelming on the amount of knowledge out there. So keep learning.
Oh, there you go.
Keep learning.
Now, how can my audience find out more information about you? What's the best way to contact you?
Well, I have a website, which is wiseheartcoaching.com. And if you go to my website, you can click on the discovery session there. I'm on Yelp. I'm on Google My Business. So I have a 5-star rating, which I'm very proud of my 5-star rating. And I'm all over the internet. If you type in Judith Alcindor or Wise Heart Coaching Hypnosis, I'm all over the place. I have a monthly blog that comes out. I'm starting a new thing called Past Life Regression Parties, where you can get together with your friends and do past life regression work, which is just kind of fun to do together. So all these things are happening, constantly changing. So I'm easy to find.
Oh, absolutely. Judith, it's been great having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome, and for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Christopher Sellery, exclusively on All Business Media.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
680 to 90-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.